Hanatu Buko made it to Bamako Saturday, 10 days after her town of Kona became the first to fall to Islamists in this most recent offensive. The town was later bombed by the French.
There was bombing everywhere and so much heavy gunfire that it made the houses shake. It was difficult to leave. Many residents went across the river. After 3 days, I went to a nearby village. I waited there for 3 more days. The military would not let people out towards Mopti because they said rebels had used public transport to get into Kona. After 3 more days, I was able to convince the military to take me to Mopti on a moto.
Military checkpoints litter the road south to Bamako. The army has retaken Kona, but has closed roads leading north from Mopti into rebel-held territory, fearing infiltration. Mokhtar Mariko of the Malian Association for Human Rights says both sides must open a humanitarian corridor to allow aid to come in and people to get out.
Dans les zones de conflit, il faudrait vraiment ouvrir un corridor.
Civilians have the right to flee combat zones to go look for food and medical care. Both the Malian military and the rebels need to accept to open this corridor and not drag this otherwise peaceful population into the fighting. They did not ask for this. If this corridor is not opened, we're going to see inestimable losses among civilians and their belongings.
Rebels have cut cell phone links to parts of the occupied territory, like the city of Gao. Displaced northerners like Fatih Touré in Bamako haven't been able to reach family there for more than a week.
We are worried how they are getting clean drinking water. Before the phones were cut, they told us they didn't have petrol to pump the water. How are they going to get food and water? They will get sick drinking from the river.
In the central west part of the country, French and Malian forces are restricting access to the town of Diabali, which Islamists seized and then appear to have abandoned. Malian Army Colonel Sebu Sokoba said it's hard to tell rebels and non-rebels apart.
You know, the war against Islamists is not easy. They have mixed in deep within the population, and slowly, slowly, certain elements of the population will adhere to their cause. That's what makes war difficult with these people.
Human rights groups say that logic is leading to army abuses and revenge attacks against civilians, in particular against lighter-skinned Arab and Tuareg northerners, who are perceived to be rebel supporters. Anne Look, VOA News, Bamako.